Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this special news roundup, this is, I think, the fifth news roundup, but it's kind of a special one. So GitHub have just released a post. Amy from GitHub has released a post tagged under engineering on their blog. And basically what they've done is they've released a whole revamp of GitHub, or essentially GitHub for Mac and GitHub for Windows. They're now calling it GitHub for Desktop. And basically what they've done is they've made it faster. They've unified the interface, which is quite nice. So whether you're on Mac or Windows, the experience is exactly the same across both the platforms. And they've just made the whole app a lot better. Now, me personally, I prefer the command line running Git in the command line instead of using a GUI tool. But if you do need a GUI tool, I definitely recommend this one. I've played around with for a while this morning, and it's pretty awesome. Like I quite like it. Not too bad. I think I actually might pull it out every now and then to play around with a few things, just see how that goes. You know, I still do prefer the command line, but this may change it. The app is quite nice. So you can find this at desktop.github.com, and they've got a whole new page here outlining GitHub for desktops. It's quite nice. The whole process of working with either new repositories or cloning existing repository is really, really nice. They've done a really good job. The whole workflow of creating branches, doing pull requests, that's a nice new addition. The diffing is a lot better in terms of seeing what you want to diff and also what you want to commit in that diff, so you can still do your partial commits. The history view is really nice too. I think they've done a really good job with seeing the timeline, the history branches. That's really, really nice what they've done there, and keeping that all in sync, so doing your rebasing. They've done a really good job there. And that's essentially it. I think it's definitely worth checking out. If you are a GUI user and you do use Git, check it out. I'd love to know your thoughts. You know, if you've got early access, how it's changed over that time, anything like that, I'd love to know your feedback. If you can leave a tweet at Coda Catch Up or leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com, that'd be great. And we'll catch you at the next episode.